Biggs and Barr Show. Saying things and doing stuff.
Welcome to the show. I'm Chris Biggs.
I am Jason Barr.
And it's Jamie.
Hello.
Hello. Usually start the show with something called Chris's Question. I'm trying to...
Do you have a question today?
Sometimes. I have a couple, but none of them are like great.
Well, maybe they'll be great answers.
Okay. If you could train a falcon to steal something, but just one thing, and that a something a falcon could carry, what would you train a falcon to steal?
Well, the obvious answer would be money, but
yeah,
like
but
how many people are holding up money right now?
Can you just do it? Sorry, to clarify, a falcon stealing one thing one time?
No, no, no. It could steal it multiple times.
Repeatedly.
But it can only steal one thing. It only has the ability to steal one thing. Like Jason said, money, first answer, but no one's walking around with money in their hands.
No, maybe it was like 1986. Maybe money would be okay. People holding it up for some reason.
I don't know. But again, why would they be holding it up?
You see that in movies and stuff.
Like getting a taxi.
Hey! Did you hold money to get a taxi?
I don't know. It just
held your hand up.
It seems like something you'd do in a movie, I guess.
Yeah.
So that's not very plausible.
Or like to the valet. Hey, come get my car. I don't know.
You're not waving money.
Yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, that's what I would want.
Maybe at like a baseball game. Give me a hot dog. I need a high.
Passing money down the line
and
then knowing you'd get all your change back?
Yeah.
I don't think people trust that anymore.
Did you know or did you just assume and shove in your pocket? Did you sit at the counter?
I assumed.
Just assume.
But that's
what
I mean.
You were a change counter.
Well, I was also 10 when that was happening, so I wasn't my money. Back in those days, I wasn't me. I was like, what's this?
Car keys be a good one, but then you have to go get the car, and then they'll just wait for you. The falcon thief's back.
Well, what weight can a falcon?
Yeah, because like if it's a one time thing, I'd be okay with a one time use to just carry my neighbor's barking dog away. That'd be great.
Yeah, that's, I think it has to be a small dog.
You just said it rather than type in the computer in front of you.
Can lift. Owls, falcons can go up to 37 pounds.
Oh, wow. Okay. Yeah, it might be able to lift that dog. Yeah.
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 Owls can move at a top speed of with carrying that's 23
not,
pounds.
We're not asking about owls.
I know that. So falcon moves up. Falcons are stronger than owls.
All right.
I don't see that. Falcons are much smaller than owls.
Well, yeah, but I don't know.
Owls do have those long, dumb legs, though. Like their whole body is the head and legs.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
like they're wearing chest waders.
Yeah.
So anyway, so that's pretty heavy.
Okay.
37
Let's say even if it's 20 pounds. Let's just say even if it's 20 pounds.
Someone has texted in money bag from a bank truck. Yeah.
Yeah.
Usually marked bills, though. Like, it's hard to steal money now.
But, I mean, that's diamonds. I don't know how many people walk around with
diamonds. Yeah.
Swoop down and snatch jewelry, I guess.
Like, you'd have to train it to go in the store, into the counter and stuff like that.
It's not easy to move jewelry, though. You gotta go pawn shop and everything. I'll give you any money for it.
Not like that smash and grab we had in Ottawa a couple weeks ago.
Yeah, they haven't fixed that the counter yet. I was there the other day.
Valuable thing that's like under 30 pounds?
That's readily available?
Readily available.
Hmm.
I mean, food. You're always trained to steal food.
Sure.
But
that's always funny when you see those videos of people at the beach and seagulls come and snatch stuff away.
Ego leaf blower. That's what I would like a falcon to steal for me.
How many times are you going to need that, though? Once you got one, you got one. Then what's he going to do the rest of his life? He has no mission anymore. He has no point. He's stolen your leaf blower. Now he's just going to sit there.
Now, this wouldn't apply to me, but maybe for like avid golfers who aren't very good.
Yeah.
You can just train it to go retrieve your ball that you shanked off to the side.
Yeah. That's handy. And
that seems like the most purposeful one yet, I think. Like plausible, anyway.
Mm-hmm. I would trust a falcon going in to get a golf ball than some guys I've golfed with. All of a sudden they come out with I found it. Yeah, right. Send the falcon.
If it was in the woods, well, who cares if you found it or not? You're still counting your stroke because you got to carry it out of the woods.
No, some people, I don't know. I guess you're right there, dude.
Man, just golf and have fun. Stop getting mad at folks for finding
golf. The only thing I get mad is, and then they write down a par or something. That's a tough question, Chris.
That is a tough one. We didn't answer the question, but I mean.
Like how many things do you need picked up for you that you can't do yourself?
They can't steal. Yeah. No, it's stealing. No, it's like thievery.
Was that your thinking
that
noise?
That was my thinking. That was my bird thinking noise.
Oh. You have a different thinking noise for a different animal?
Yeah.
Okay. Want to play some Foo Fighters? Or
sure do.
Okay. Yeah.
Right. Unanswerable question.
I guess so.
Well, lots of answers.
I know.
Yeah, none of them were great.
Yeah.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Jamie, you got something you wanted to share with us?
Yeah, I came across this on social media.
Okay.
I thought it was something that maybe we could try in the near future.
Wait. So this is something you want, like, me and Jason to do, not just something you're going to, like, we have to do?
No, we should do it. We should all try to do it.
Okay, let's hear it.
Okay, so I'm going to play you some audio. You won't understand what they're saying unless you speak German, but I wanted to set the tone.
Oh.
I want to set the tone of the intensity, okay?
This has started swimmingly.
Yeah.
Just give it a second here, okay? Okay.
Er will noch nicht anschneiden, deshalb dreht das Messer auf die andere Seite. Zack.
So, wir fangen hier an. Oh, das ist perfekt.
Wow.
Das ist perfekt.
So that, gentlemen,
uh-huh,
is the German pretzel cutting championships, where they cut a pretzel in half, but who can cut it the most perfectly in half? That guy cut a pretzel. Like a big pretzel, not like,
uh-huh, like a soft pretzel.
Yeah, not a rolled gold or whatever
they're
called. 44 grams each half. So you cut a pretzel, carry it over to two scales, and weigh it.
Yeah, I'm down. Well, you don't need two scales. You can just weigh each piece in the scale and see how close they are.
I don't know. They use two scales.
It wouldn't get the dramatic effect
of seeing both are the same.
They both popped up the same.
Do you have a food scale?
I have a food scale.
Jason, you have a food scale?
I do have a food scale, yeah.
All right. Well, let's have a cutoff.
A cutoff. Yeah.
All right.
It doesn't have to be pretzels, though. It can be anything.
Yeah, it could be whatever you want.
I mean, it could be a bun. Yeah,
we
right.
could keep it in spirit of the contest do pretzels. Yeah, I'm in.
You think you're a good cutter? You got a good eye for the...
No, because I don't care about details like that, so I wouldn't...
I'm probably decent at it, yes.
It's going to be way out of my character here.
It's just amazing that there is a televised event
for cutting soft pretzels in half.
That
is an amazing thing that there would be enough interest in that.
This is perfect.
This is perfect.
It was so good he forgot he was German.
Yeah.
There's no German word for perfect?
Yeah, I guess.
This is perfect. Yeah. He just totally forgot where he's from, who he's talking to.
Yeah.
He was so excited.
Because it was perfect.
Because it was perfect, as you can tell. Yeah.
Yeah, all right.
All right, I think we should
try it. We'll set up for this week. Yeah. We'll figure out a day and we'll... Sure.
Have a cutoff.
We'll have a cutoff. If you have any ideas what we should cut, maybe leave that on the Dougie line, too.
You could cut anything, really.
Yeah, I mean, we can get soft
as long as it fits on the scale.
That's it.
Yeah. But it has to be a symmetrical kind of thing. Like, you couldn't, like...
Why?
Cut, like, an apple in half, could you?
Sure.
But one side might have a bulbous.
So then you got to judge that. You're just trying to make equal weights on each side.
Yeah, like an angle of the. I see. Okay.
Yeah, you're explaining how to cut?
I'm just for the equal weights.
Right.
Yes, I am.
Well, if they're equal, they have to weigh the same.
Hey, thank you, Jason.
Yeah, you're welcome.
This is perfect.
Yeah, this is perfect. Yeah.
This is perfect.
Whoa. This is perfect.
I don't know if it's going to be one of our most riveting videos that
we do. You don't know. It's not.
I guess we'll find out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it might be amazing.
Yeah.
We just got to, we need a crowd probably. We need a few reactions. Yeah.
We can call the people over from KISS to come in and watch.
Yeah, I guess so.
They'll just make it
cringy. Nah, they'll make it cheesy.
Yeah.
They're just a crowd.
They'll find a way. all right. Yes. Cut off coming
all
later
right,
this week.
All right, yeah.
All right, fair enough.
As long as we don't forget, it'll be great.
Yeah.
Ah, well, totally, we're going to forget.
Yeah, absolutely.
Shay 106. Circle is a shape, it goes around and around. Three times a morning, we each pull our chairs up to the mic here with a story the others might not be aware of. Who wants to go first today?
I'll go first. Right. It's you'll hear a lot about it today. It's Earth Day today.
We're
supposed to honor the planet we live on. I went to earthday.org. That's the official one.
Right.
Big focus on microplastics.
In
the world. And how the microplastics in our bodies might be responsible for a whole bunch of diseases and defects and all sorts of things like that. So
So what do they say to not get like the filter, super filtered water or whatever?
I guess they're
it's
microplastics.
In everything, it's in food.
It rains, right? Rain, like yeah, rains plastic.
Like it's already in you.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're probably not going to solve that problem. But in your own neighborhood, you could like clean up stuff. Garbage that's blown into ditches over the winter and things like that.
It's funny. I saw a few people picking up garbage along the sides of the roads this weekend.
Uh-huh.
All of them were older folk.
Yeah.
All of them were older folk. The generation that's not supposed to care about the environment out there picking up trash. I didn't see a single young person out there doing it.
Yeah.
The ones that love screaming at the top of the hills.
There are organizations like the Ottawa River Keeper and stuff like that. Those people, they go around cleaning up the banks of the rivers. Sure. And they're mostly young people.
It's just something
in your neighborhood, in our neighborhoods, there's no young people that can afford houses.
That's true. Yeah.
So there.
Yeah. All right, fair enough. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, remember McDonald's? You used to go to McDonald's, get a coffee cup or whatever.
Yes.
And you would peel the side thing off and put stickers on it.
Yeah, I would give them to you.
Card.
You would collect them.
Yeah,
from
back
us.
In the day, that's right.
I never bothered.
Well, a lady had collected more than 400 cards.
Oh, my God.
416 free coffees, which now have zero value because they've discontinued the program.
Did they warn her? Was there any warning? Like, hey, this program, we haven't done it in like 10 years, so it's not going to be valuable?
In 2021, they announced the launch of their new, the rewards one.
Right.
If you go to McDonald's now, they ask if you're collecting points.
Yeah, they have a point card like everywhere else. Yeah.
And so as part of that switch, guests were given notice in May 2022 through a variety of communication channels, including in restaurant signage, that completed sticker cards could not be redeemed after December 31st, 2023. So she did. Okay. She had warning.
And she just didn't redeem them all. Well, it's a lot of coffees, right?
Yeah, it's a lot of coffees.
What does she want them to do?
Is she upset?
She wants them to order. Yeah, yes. And she's not alone. There's a couple other people who've collected them as well. Like, she wants them to be
calculated their value and their points and switched it over to the point system for
Probably could have.
But you're totally right. Where would you do that?
I don't know.
You know what I mean? You'd have to take those in to like McDonald's headquarters.
McDonald's headquarters.
Is there a McDonald's bank?
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're right.
Because there's no account or anything.
No.
There's just physical cards in the person's hand.
And the people at the store, you couldn't trust them.
Oh, my God. Or
people. Yeah, I don't. Yeah.
Anyway,
you're right.
She's
you're
pissed. Right. But so what had ample warning.
What's the value of like the 400 coffees?
What's
like,
a coffee worth?
Like, say $800?
Yeah, probably.
Why don't I just give her $800 and tell her to go away?
Yeah, just give her a gift card
like
for
it's
$1,000.
McDonald's.
Yeah.
Here. McDonald's
can
could
afford
probably
it.
Afford it.
Yeah.
Yeah, sorry about that. We see you put a lot of effort. You go to our stores a lot. Here's your...
Yeah, you think that would be the smart PR move for them to do.
Yeah. I don't know if you know.
Even on the down low, you know?
They've served over 99 billion people.
Yeah. So they probably afford $800. Even, you know, top it up, like you said, to a grand for this lady who has been a loyal customer.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's totally logical.
Hey, we'll keep you updated right here.
Yeah, sure. I mean, if anyone wants logical marketing advice, here. I'll give it to you.
Speaking of drive-thrus, AI is taking over.
Okay.
There's apparently now drive-thrus featuring an AI voice taking your order. Here, listen.
Wendy's, what would you like?
Can I have a chocolate frosty?
Which size for the chocolate frosty?
Which we knew was going to happen.
That's in Florida. Like, that's a better voice than the voice I had at the Tim Hortons I went to this morning. On the rare occasion I go to a Tim Hortons, I pulled up to the drive-thru, and here, I'll try and replicate it. That was it. Not, what can I get you?
No.
Good morning.
No.
Not even piss off for disturbing me.
No.
Just.
That's ridiculous.
I don't think it's a part of the job anymore for them teaching them how to be polite.
I don't care if he's polite.
It's crazy. I
just want to hear him.
I do. I'm giving you money. You should be polite. Like, at least, like, conversational. You don't have to be, like, charming.
No.
Just basic, like, hi, what else can we get for you? Hi, what can we do for you? Thank you. Thank you. Pull up.
I'm good with if I pulled up this morning and he said, what do you want, dickhead?
Yeah.
I'm good with it. As long as I can hear him. I would laugh at that.
Yeah. At least I would laugh at that.
Yeah. Not. That's literally it. And it's not the first time I've done it. and had been greeted with the same response.
I'll take AI out the window.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Can I get you anything else today?
Yeah.
I haven't heard that in years. So, is that it? Is that it?
Is that it?
Is that it?
Or
Is that it? And why can't they understand? There is a mental break. Doesn't matter what drive-thru I've gone through.
Uh-huh.
I say two milk, two sweetener.
Yeah.
So if I say double-double, you're going to get cream and sugar.
Yeah. Right.
So I say two milk, two sweetener. Two milk, three sweetener? No, two milk, two sweetener. Yeah, two milk, three milk, two sweetener. Why? The numbers are the same. It's two and two. It's not like... Every time, three and two, and finally I'm just like, yes, whatever, fine. Every single time.
I will say, though, at the, they all smile when you hear your voice. I will say, though, is despite how accurate this AI is, it's usually, at the end of the day, you usually get your order right ordering it.
Yeah.
You'll see it come up on the screen.
Yeah, they got it.
It's not up to the screen typers to make it right. It's the screen readers to make your order right.
Fair enough. What you see on the screen may not be in your bag.
100%. Yeah.
I have some terrible news for anyone in the fast food industry. You're done. Like you, this is step one. Step two will be behind the scenes making the food. Like there's already AI robots making food in places. They're testing them.
Yeah.
So, I mean, forget it. You're gonna have to learn a new skill. It's just here's lots of warning because there'll be a 2 or 3 years before your job is finished. It's finished. All those type of simple service things that they're done. Like they're all done. All of them. So, I mean, if this, I don't think most people who are working there hope it's going to be their career. But if you had, you might be working your way up to management. You might think this is what, you know.
You'll still need human beings in there. That's not
so
as many.
One-tenth probably.
It's not as many, yeah.
Chrissy.
Anyways. As long as I get two and two right, I'll take robot coffee. Yeah. I'm cool.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line. Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
Hello, good people of Ottawa. If you would like to, or surrounding or wherever, reach us and have us amplify some message you have for the world, you can leave it on our Dougie Line at 216-349 or 216-Dougie. We play them twice a morning. Jamie, what do you got?
Oh, this guy, I think he needs to change wherever he buys his pizza, first of all. But anyway, here.
Good morning. Yeah, I just went to pick up my taxes that was prepared by a well-known tax service. So I figured, hey, I got to get a tax return. I'll stop off, order a pizza, go get my taxes, go back to the pizza store and pick up the pizza. I go in and I'm politely told it cost me $99 for my taxes to be done. For a return of $129. Yes, you're right. It didn't even cover the pizza. Good gracious.
Okay. Seems like expensive pizza. How many pizzas was he buying? I imagine.
Depends where you get it from, I guess.
He said, I'll stop off and order a pizza.
Get one of them gourmet pizzas. They upcharge you for them.
What, $129?
Oh, plus no, the cost of $29. Taxes.
I thought
he got $129 back.
Yeah,
it cost him $99 to get the taxes done at H&R Block.
$29,
$30.
I thought it cost him $99, and then he got $129 back.
No,
I see. You can see why I would be.
That's what he got back.
But after paying the fee.
Oh no,
that's not. You can see my confusion. Why I think that's expensive for a pizza.
$130 for one pizza. Yeah.
Thank you. But 29, no, that's kind of fair.
Pretty reasonable.
That's fairly reasonable, I'd say.
I mean, these days, yeah.
Yeah.
You should be able to get like two large for like $15, but I mean, whatever, you know. Can't live in the past.
Spent $130 on pizza.
I did.
What is there? You go. We got gold flakes on it.
Exactly.
A truffle gold flake pizza.
I think he needs to change where he gets his pizza from.
Maybe it's a massive pizza. Maybe it's like one of those like world record size long pizzas.
You'd think he would have disclosed that in his Dougie line.
Yeah, you think so. You think
he I thought he was fairly clear.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
Yeah, we're good. Anything else you got?
Yeah.
Hey, boys. So I decided to go for a walk in the woods tonight. Well, not tonight, but like 7 o'clock in my flip-flops, and my feet are absolutely covered in mud. I feel like an idiot. I can't wash them off. I can't get to the stream. And it's a terrible feeling. So if you're going for a walk in the woods, wear shoes.
Yeah.
Yeah, like any time, really, wear shoes when you're walking in the woods. Unless you're camping. But even if you're camping, if you're going to go away from the campsite, you put shoes on.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I don't... I mean, as a child, you'd run through everything barefoot. At least I did. Especially the cottage, like in the woods. But if you knew you were going for like an extended hike or something, even then you'd be like, yeah, let me get my shoes.
Yeah.
At least he knows.
Just go to the woods and flip-flop. What are you doing? Crazy?
It's a terrible feeling. So if you're going for a walk in the woods, wear shoes.
Yeah.
Okay. Is it strange that I am repulsed by people wearing flip-flops at the grocery store? Is that gross? Is that strange?
Well, it's a little strange.
I'm not big on feet, but I don't know if I'm repulsed by it.
I'm repulsed by it.
What, do you think they're picking up and grabbing the grapes with their toes or something?
Not sandals. Mm-hmm. Like, not actual sandals.
Oh, just flip-flop. Like
just
slides?
Like a toe flip-flop, like... I barely decided to put anything on to come to the grocery. I don't know why. I'm just like, put something on your feet, man. Flip. I don't know why. I don't. I feel like I'm an old dad.
Three-piece suit to the grocery store and nothing for Chris.
Seems like a weird hill to die on.
Yeah.
It is. It's weird. That's why I'm asking. I'm not proud of that opinion. I don't think it's the right opinion. Yeah. I just like when I see it.
God forbid someone shows up in pajama pants to the grocery store
and
for flip-flops.
Yes.
Oh, my God. Chris would just curl in a corner.
Yeah, you're both attacking me as if I'm standing by this opinion. I asked if it was weird.
Yeah, it's weird.
Yeah.
Well, put some goddamn shoes on your feet, hippie. When you're walking into the grocery
sandals.
Store, they're not. They're barely even a piece of foam with a string on it. You're flip-flopping around. Your toe gunk's flying everywhere. You're put some shoes on your feet.
I never really noticed it, right, so I don't.
I will. I haven't said anything to anybody because I was.
You're going to the grocery store and you're Chris today. Bring your monocle and top hat.
It's not what
Make
I'm
sure you're the fanciest dressed ladies. Get all done up. If you don't look like you're going for prom for groceries, Chris doesn't want any of it.
You know, who needs enemies when you have friends like this? I brought an opinion.
Well, I asked if it was weird. We said, yeah.
And I'm getting assaulted.
Yeah, we're skewering you.
All right, well,
What? You're a bit of a weirdo that way.
I hope someone stomps on all their toes. That's what I hope.
Ow.
I hope someone stomps on their gross feet, hairy toes, toe hair flipping up in the air, landing on my bananas.
That's wild.
It's got to be peeled anyway.
Yeah.
That's a great example.
It wasn't. I'm not. Yeah. I said it. I don't know. Okay. You want to reach our Dougie line here, so.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555, and we'll send the number right to your phone. 5 questions.
30 seconds.
Get them all right, and you'll win $500 in free fuel from CAA and Shell.
Ottawa, what? On the Pigs and Bar Show.
5 questions. 30 seconds. You can pass them back, but you got to get them all in. Your first answer for each one is one that counts. We don't tell you what's right or wrong until the end. If you win, you get a chip for our Plinko board. Every slot on our Plinko board has a $500 fuel card courtesy of CAA and Shell.
We have John on the phone.
John.
Hello.
How goes the day?
Going pretty good so far.
All right. Well, let's see if we can make it better for you. Ready to play?
Sounds good.
All right. Good luck.
All right, John, your time will begin after I read the first question. Here we go. What city is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir from?
Oh, I couldn't tell you.
What Batman departed and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest star turns 87 today?
Jack Nicholson.
What is the name of Ottawa's Frontier League baseball team?
No idea.
What is the fifth biggest planet in our solar system?
Jupiter.
What is worse, losing a hat or losing sunglasses?
Sunglasses.
All right, you answered them all. All right, let's go over your answers. Obviously, didn't win.
No.
What is worse, losing a hat or losing sunglasses? You said sunglasses. It says hat here. Whatever.
Depends on the value of each.
I'm usually more emotionally tied to a hat.
Oh, yeah?
Okay.
What's the fifth biggest planet in our solar system? You said Jupiter. I believe that is the biggest one.
It's the biggest.
Yeah, Earth is the fifth biggest one.
It's Earth Day.
It's Earth Day.
We're celebrating Earth.
Earth Day.
That's your birthday.
Earth Day.
What is the name of Ottawa's Frontier League baseball team? You had no idea. It's the Titans.
The Titans.
Ottawa Titans.
Are they season kickoff or something?
They're coming up soon, yeah.
Oh.
What Batman departed and One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest star turns 87 today? You did know it was Jack Nicholson.
Yeah, there you go.
That's the only one you got right.
Well, other than the smart
sunglasses.
Yeah, yeah.
And what city is the Mormon Tabernacle Choir from? You did not know that it was Salt Lake City.
Salt Lake City will be coming soon.
No one would know that unless it was the first answer wasn't the same every day, but... It's okay, my friend. We you sound like a nice fellow. We hope you enjoy the sunshine and the day, okay?
I will. You too, guys. All right. Thanks. Gotcha.
Yeah, bye.
I don't know. You hear Mormon, you think Salt Lake City or Utah.
Utah.
At least,
right? Maybe yeah. Utah, but, you know.
Yeah, well.
Hey, you know what are you going to do, Greg? Just can't give away this fuel no matter how hard we try. We really can't. Guys.
Mm-hmm.
I know we have Circle Time coming up, but after Circle Time... I have a new Mighty Poem for everyone today.
Isn't that exciting?
There's two people that like these more than anyone in the world. One is our boss, Adam.
Yeah, he loves them.
And the other one is Jamie. I think you're going to like today's.
I can't wait.
I got to be honest, I went into it with a meh, but then I started it.
Why did you go into it with a meh?
It's like any artistic thing. Yeah. You can't force it, man. That's just what you people don't understand. That's what Adam and you don't understand.
I don't think you can use that from you people anymore.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, okay. Adam and Jamie don't understand. You got to feel it. You can't just like force, like you can't just tell someone, write a song. Like they have to like feel like.
It's true.
Like they're in the zone. You guys force poems on me almost weekly now. It's like sometimes I'm sort of poet monkey.
Sorry to
You gotta feel it.
Sorry to think that you're always in the zone. You're just always in the zone to me.
I'm not, though.
To me, you're always in the zone.
We're not talking about the hot zone, buddy.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, don't you worry. I know that.
Anyways, we gotta do circle time before
that. The hot zone. What the?
No. The danger zone. That's right.
Yeah, sure.
I'm on the highway. Oh, two different songs. Isn't the highway to the danger zone? How does the song go?
Highway to the
Yeah, it's the highway to the danger zone, right? Yeah. Why would you take a highway if it says the danger zone that way? I wouldn't go that way on the highway.
Well, it's because he's badass.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Smother show. Each bring a story to the table that caught our attention. Jason, you want to go first, right?
I'll go first. Okay. They've announced the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Class of 2024 inductees.
All right. Mm-hmm.
Amongst those... all of them. There's a Dave Matthews Band, Foreigner, okay. Peter Frampton, Ozzy Osbourne. There's some other ones.
Is it weird that Ozzy's not in there yet? I feel like Ozzy should already be in there.
Kool and the Gang, Tribe Called Quest, and Mary J. Blige, and Cher. They're all going to be in.
Do you believe in life after love?
Wow. Is Cher here? My
goodness. Yeah, jeez. Got her on the phone right now. Hey, Cher.
Hello.
Anyway.
Jimmy Buffett and Dionne Warwick. Being recognized for musical excellence.
Okay.
I don't know.
Just give them
I imagine. It's like both the
wall.
Of them are
it's, like,
in.
It's like at my old college, the Wall of Distinction.
Might be that, yeah.
No, you're on the Wall of Distinction. You're not in the Hall of Fame.
No, that's what I'm saying, but that's what they did to them.
Maybe.
They just put them on the Wall of Distinction, not in the Hall of Fame.
People get all upset because they still call it the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Oh, yeah.
You go, like a Tribe Called Quest and.
Just the Music Hall of Fame. Just call it the Music
Hall
of Fame.
The same people that still get upset over Blues Fest being called Blues Fest.
Yes. Yeah.
Just be quiet and go.
Yeah, nobody cares.
Just enjoy the day.
Everyone quiet let, everyone, and go. Yeah, like everyone let that go.
Yeah.
Here's the
thing. Well, that's not the definition. I don't know. It's not appropriately named.
Barely any blues.
Yes, just be quiet and go. Or don't. And shut up about it.
Yeah. Whatever. Nobody cares. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, we all know who Kevin Bacon is, right?
Yeah.
On Saturday, he fulfilled a promise to students at Utah's Payson High School.
I saw
that's
it.
Where he
Great.
Filmed Footloose
yeah.
four decades ago. And he showed up on campus on prom day. It's been a long time, 40 years. That just blows my mind, you know, the actor said in a speech. Things look a little different around here. I'd say the things that look most different is me. The students worked together to create 5,000 essential resource kits for Bacon's nonprofit foundation, SixDegrees.org. Which provides them to communities in need. I don't know. I imagine he did something.
They have a tractor showdown.
Oh.
Play chicken with a tractor.
Over the cliff, right?
Running through the factories, dancing or whatever he's doing, sliding on the top of machines.
Yeah.
It's like the most ridiculous.
No safety goggles.
No knee pads. How are you sliding on metal without knee pads?
That's true.
Kevin.
No
Bacon.
Safety vest. No steel-toed shoes.
No, I had laces. That's why I couldn't get off the tractor. Everyone thought he was badass and tough, but really his shoelace just got caught.
This was the high school where Ren McCormick showed up and tried to overturn the local ban on dancing. If you didn't know what Footloose was about.
Yeah. Classic, though. I mean, I'm not usually a fan of dancing movies, but Footloose.
Was it? Yeah, it was a very, when you guys were that, it was a popular movie, yeah?
I guess.
So. Huge.
Yeah.
Huge. Massive
of
movie.
Of the dancing movies, would you choose that over Dirty Dancing?
Yes.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
Footloose was cooler kind of thing? It was more guy-oriented, maybe?
Sure. I guess mean, really, it was all dancing.
Yeah, but there's tractors.
There's tractors, there's fights. Yeah. There's
an old
fights
man, angry old man. Yeah. Like
it was
John
a decent story, but
sure,
you know,
okay.
You know, I'm not sure it was one of my favorites.
Anyway, that's kind of cool.
Yeah. All right. Hey, you guys ever think the British folks don't drink a lot? Well, let me tell you. There's a story going viral about a plane that was dry within 25 minutes of their flight, filled with British people.
Wow. Drank all the alcohol?
Yeah. So it was a Sun Express flight to Turkey from England, and the passengers exhausted the plane's entire alcohol supply within just 25 minutes of departure. The airline's executive attributed this behavior to Brits being more high-spend, more hedonistic than other travelers.
Oh, wow.
So, because, yeah, it's not free now, right? Like, you gotta pay for booze on most flights. So,
oh, yeah.
I mean, they just dried out that plane.
As a man who has flown a few times on airlines in and around the UK to and from, I'm not surprised at all.
No.
We saw from Scotland to whatever, London, doesn't matter, a flight. They were doing like a stag weekend. I'm like, what is going on here? And there was a bunch of guys in wedding dresses.
Uh-huh.
There was two different weddings happening, two different stags on the same
flight.
And
they're all wearing wedding dresses?
No, the groom, I guess. So I guess two guys, and then they were all a bunch of guys in like kilts and stuff. I'm like, what's going on here? And then we got on the plane. We found it was two different stags on one EasyJet. It was called EasyJet.
Yeah.
And boy, was it a time. I thought people were going to be annoyed. It was a party. It was awesome. They have a good time.
Oh, yeah, sure. Nothing wrong with having a good time.
But drinking the plane dry.
You're stuck on a plane. You can either be angry at it or join in the fun.
Exactly.
It can't be that long a flight from England to Turkey. 3-4 hours?
Probably
maybe?
3 hours.
Yeah. Yeah, 3-4 hours. It's a very popular vacation spot there.
Yeah. All right. Well, just so you know.
Dry.
Yeah.
In 25 minutes.
Yeah. Not even half an hour. Dry.
Give me another pint, love. We don't have pints. We have cans. So give me another one.
What accent was that?
That was Elmer Fudd.
You went from
give me another one.
Give me another one on pint, please.
I'm hunting wabbits.
I would like another can of the beer, please. What? We're out of beer. Oh, no. What are we going to do?
He's a man of the world, Chris.
Yeah.
Every accent is every accent.
The Biggs and Bar Show.
We got to do something. We call a mighty poem.
Yes.
I am a published poet, and I'm glad to share another one. Obviously, with the day being Earth Day, it has to do with that. Well, you guys didn't argue the fact that I said I was published.
Well, you know, I don't want to make you feel bad. Someone did ask where they could find copies of Chris's published poems, and we said you can't. There's just one on the wall of like an outdoor education center in like North Bay or something.
It was printed and posted for the masses. That is published. That is published. Anyways, you guys ready?
That's neither here nor there.
What?
Never mind.
Are you ready?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, you got some music for me, James?
Yeah, sure.
Some mood music? The Mighty Dirt Ball by Chris Biggs. In the Aeon's embrace, before time had a name, this celestial spear spun wild in a dame.
Yeah.
Her figure, a bit chubbo, woven by flame, hid secrets profound as old as her frame. Upon her face, like a schnoz, giant mountains do rise. Like Titan's great bones reaching up for the skies. Deep in her bosom, the hidden caves they do weave, limestone veins and the shadows that few can perceive. Beneath the blue mirror, deep down in the dark,
Mariana there lies. Her regal, her mark. She's a trench. She's a gash. Split in open earth skin. Deeper what? Than Everest. You're not even sure if you're in. Mariana's Trench. You don't know what Mariana's Trench?
Okay, yeah, go ahead, I understand, yeah.
In her soil, on the surface, forests they breathe deep. Older than empires, mysteries they keep. The pando, a forest of one single tree. An immortal titan, bound but yet free. You guys know what the pando is? It's pretty crazy. It's one tree that has 47,000 stems that come out of these holes. Yeah, yeah.
I thought you were referencing the pandemic.
No, it's a forest.
All right.
Sorry for the mispronounce. Her breath, the winds howl, her voice thunders clap, wears auras like tiaras, the fluorescent knight's cap.
Tiaras.
How
keep
dare
going.
You?
Keep going.
Her poles, great ice centuries, guard the tippity tops. Frozen tundra, Ica rumba, chili fingers, frozen snot. Thus we be spinning in glory and yes, in might. A spectacle vast, sometimes day, sometimes night. Each eon that passes like a dancer's twirling skirt. A beacon of wonder, our mighty ball of dirt.
Oh, there you go.
Nice.
Mighty it's our birthday, right?
It's birthday, yeah.
Birthday.
He changed the title from the beginning to the end.
I
but
did.
It's
you're right.
Okay.
I did. You're right.
Doesn't matter. You can't judge art.
I did.
You can judge it. You can't get mad at it.
Yeah.
That was good. That was a long one.
That was a long one. Yeah.
Fine. Sorry.
Great lines.
Thanks. Great lines. Thank you.
Well, the guy wants us to compliment him. A guy compliments him and he gets mad.
I don't want you to compliment me. Don't. I know I'm a pretty girl. I don't need you to tell me.
The Biggs and Barr Show.
Seven things in 10 seconds. We're going to give you a topic, and you have to give us seven of the things inside the topic in 10 seconds. 750-1061.
Let's go to our first caller. Oh, sorry. You had to tell the prize.
Yeah, got 100 in Lotto and 500 in Shoppers Drug Mart.
That's pretty good.
Pretty sweet. All right. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Jacqueline.
It's always real tough being first, so best of luck to you. Jason will give your topic, and you got 10 seconds, all right?
All right, Jacqueline, you're 7. 10 today is 7 continents. Go.
Seven continents.
Yeah.
South America.
All right, you got one.
That was one. Thanks for calling.
That's tough.
North America.
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, tough being first, a little incontinent there.
We're looking for 7 continents. Go.
Asia?
Stumped you.
South America, North America, Antarctica, Iceland, Greenland, Europe?
No. You were incorrect and out of time.
Greenland is not a continent. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
What's your name?
Kurt.
We need 7 continents. Go.
Australia, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, Asia,
You missed the big
so
one.
Close. All right. Hi. Good morning, Shay.
Good morning.
Are you ready?
Yes.
7 continents. Go.
North America, South America, Asia, Australia, Antarctica, Africa.
Close again.
6. Hi. Good morning, Shay.
Hey there.
You ready?
Yeah.
7 continents. Go.
North America, Asia, Europe, South America, Africa, Antarctica, Africa, and Antarctica.
You said those already. You just got six, but good try.
Six. Man. Yeah. This is going longer than I expected. But
there are only 7.
Yeah, there are. Hi, good morning, Shay.
Hey, good morning.
You ready?
Yeah.
7 continents. Go.
Asia, Africa, North America, South America, Antarctica, Europe, and Australia.
Yes, congratulations.
Winner!
What's your name?
Justin.
You got yourself $100 in Lotto and $500 in Shopper's Drug Mart.
Oh, thank you.
No problem. Thank you. Hang on, Dustin.
Hang on. There you go. Wow. I thought the first person was going to get it right.
Yeah. I thought.
Oh, first
second.
One. Second. Tough. Yeah, second yeah, one. Yeah. And then Justin learned to use the internet last week. So it's cool.
A circle is a shape. It goes around and around.
Spot in the show. We each bring something to the table that caught our attention. Who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
All right, Jason.
Just something quick. Some information for the people who own maybe a Tesla Cybertruck. They've recalled 4,000 of them. Because the accelerator pedal can get stuck in place when pressed down, and that's a problem.
That is a
major.
Yeah.
It's a major problem.
Yeah, that is a problem. That's a
major problem.
Yes. Yeah. What's worse, accelerator getting stuck or brake not working? What do you think?
Brake not working. Accelerating is how you just put it in neutral. You'd think and turn it off.
I don't know. I don't know how these Tesla Cybertrucks work.
Not well, apparently.
They'll drive right off the edge of the earth.
Yeah.
All right. Well, I mean, they only sold, how many was it, 4,000 you said?
They recalled 4,000.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so maybe that's all there are. I don't know.
Jamie, what do you got?
Well, just a quick one here. When you guys think Lifetime Achievement Award and all that, do you think Yoko Ono?
No.
Is the achievement ruining things? Kind of what she's known for, isn't it?
I'm probably being a little ignorant here because I'm reading the article. Yes, she does this stuff, and it is in the art community.
Okay.
And art is whatever. Like, this is one of her songs on Spotify. This is a Yoko Ono song. That's not me making a joke. That's called Toilet Piece. So.
Oh, that wasn't just you.
No, that wasn't
the sound
me
effect?
Saying it was garbage or anything. No, that was actually a thing. So. Obviously, most famous for, some say, breaking up the Beatles. Paul has said it wasn't her, but he said it was weird when she was around because they had a certain way and she would come hang out for hours and days on end.
Yeah.
But,
she seems like a terrible person to be around. Like, that's just from, like, there's, like, never been an interview where I was like, oh, this lady's
right?
lovely.
Or, that's like, the thing.
She just seems a raw awful, deal. Yeah. Annoying, brutal, like, just... insufferable to be around at all times. That's for everything I've seen of her. So is that what the award's for?
I guess.
Insufferable through her entire life.
They say it's for art in film and music.
All right. Lifetime Achievement Award, Yoko Ono. Sorry, you're
sure.
The perception's not great, Yoko.
No, yeah. Neither is your art.
You can't say that.
I can.
You had a great art piece this morning. Would you like someone judging it?
Well, if they didn't like it, sure.
They're allowed not to like it. But when the 99.99% of the world thinks your art's garbage, it's probably garbage. I don't think I'm taking a crazy stance here when I say Yoko Ono makes a lot of garbage. I don't
not
think
really beloved.
Like, yeah, this isn't, I'm not. You know, I'm not. It's not like I'm talking about her boyfriend, her husband, their ex-husband, boyfriend, whatever it was. That would be crazy.
Yeah, her.
Say that man made garbage. Like the
that would be crazy
beloved,
to say.
Beloved,
yeah, yeah.
Beloved stuff that man's made. The only thing this woman's made is people irritated. Yeah. I think that's. Fair to say.
There you go, buddy.
Anyways.
Anyway, congrats.
On a more, interesting note.
Okay.
If you guys were doing some renos in your house and you moved, like a newer house, and you moved, say, there was a cabinet on the wall.
Uh-huh.
And you moved it and there was a door behind it that you had no idea was in this house. Would you open the door?
Yeah, immediately.
You would, eh?
Yes.
Yeah.
The second.
Yeah.
Because this happened to a fella who discovered a hidden door in his basement.
Oh, I heard about this.
And he put it on social media, and everyone's telling him not to open the door. Don't open the door. It's a horror movie. Like, you're basically living a horror movie.
It's an older house.
Yeah.
This guy moved. It's new to him, but it's an older house. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I read this.
So he moved a cabinet, and behind the cabinet, there was a door in his basement. And he still hasn't opened it. He has no idea what's in the basement. Yeah.
It's a good chance there's just a brick wall behind it.
He says his dogs won't go near the door, so he's definitely not going to open it. Like, his dogs are afraid of the door. His horror movies have taught him some questions are better left unanswered. Like, what's behind this door? He also doesn't want to ruin the fun because he says it's kind of a fun thing to have this secret door in his basement. So,
but I would, I couldn't.
I would open it.
I bet he has opened it already.
Oh, probably.
And there's nothing in it, so he's just having fun.
But so then one day he'll open it on video and not have to be surprised or anything like that.
Yeah. Hey, do you remember when they found what they called Capone's vault? Do you remember that humongous, ridiculous?
What?
You don't.
Never
so
heard
Geraldo
of it.
Rivera did this like massive special that they teased for like 2 weeks that they were going to open Capone's vault, and they had this like 2-hour show, and there was nothing in it.
Really?
It was the worst. Yeah, it was the absolute worst thing on television.
So they had obviously not opened it prior until right then and there.
Yeah, no, this was the whole the big mystery, the secret, you know.
Because I imagine if they had opened it, they wouldn't have done this whole 2-hour thing.
No, because it would have been.
People would have been real bad.
People were so mad.
Like, what do you mean nothing? Like, what do you mean like a vault? Like at his word?
Nothing.
Like at the cemetery kind of thing?
I
like
don't
that?
Remember. No, it was, one of his old houses or buildings or
like
somewhere.
It was underneath the Lexington Hotel in Chicago.
Okay.
Yeah. And April 21st, 1986.
Oh, wow.
They did find one thing. It was just an old liquor bottle. That's it. Yeah.
And what'd they think? Like riches and...
Hey, who knows, right? Like you find a pharaoh's tomb, like Capone was king of the world, king of
the
mob.
Yeah,
I think
he
would have something interesting, but there was nothing. It would have been great if Hoffa was just sitting in there.
Yeah. Oh, you found me.
Yeah. Oh, like thank God.
Like the Knight of the Templar in Indiana Jones.
Yeah.
That guy's still alive. Chilling there, yeah.
That's probably the same with his door. It's just going to be a disappointment, so don't open it. Keep the suspense going.
That's funny.
We got some Dougies coming up.
It's Ottawa's answering machine. The Dougie Line.
Brought to you by Sleep Country Canada. Find the essentials you need for a good night's sleep.
So I'm going to introduce them every day now. Dougies now. Welcome to the Dougie Line. We play this twice a day. Messages you leave are free to leave at 613-216-3849 or 216-Dougie. We play them for the city. Jamie, what do you got?
Well, always a good day to learn. Every day is a good day to learn, right? So maybe we can learn a fella here.
Okay.
Let's learn him.
Hey, guys. So you were just talking about gas prices, and I just want to know. So remember in COVID when it was like less than a dollar, you can get it for like 70 cents or whatever?
Mm-hmm.
Why wasn't it more then when there were less cars on the road, less people going out, and now it's like $1.70? That doesn't make sense. There are more cars on the road. People are using it. Shouldn't it have been more in COVID times instead of being less?
No. Just reverse your thinking there, and you got it right.
Pretty basic supply and demand, sort of. I mean, there have been some new taxes added and some other things that have increased the price. But if a whole bunch of people want something, it's worth more than if a whole bunch of people don't.
And right. Not everyone like if needed you, gas.
If then. You have a surplus, they're just trying to get rid of it, and so they will drop price. You know, so that's basic supply and demand rules are the exact opposite of how you're thinking.
It's
if everyone wants something, it costs more than if nobody wants it or is using it.
Like if there's some sort of weather disaster too, and the oil production is affected, then you will see the cost go up as well because they're afraid there may be less of it around.
Yeah, though that's what they tell us.
Yeah.
I mean, whether or not it's accurate is one thing, but the theory of supply and demand that you are bringing to the table is opposite of how you're saying it. I mean, if you believe that or not, that's it. But I mean, anyway, what else you got, James?
Okay.
Hi, guys. Hi, the She106 listening group. Just the guys.
What? Who's that?
I guess that's the listeners. Okay. I'm guessing.
She106 listening group.
Okay. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Hi, the She106 listening group. Just to let you guys know, at noon today will be the opening registration for Ironman that's coming to Ottawa for next year. I'm asking the Shea listeners and drivers out there, please be patient with the cyclists. There's going to be tons more people out there trying to train for this thing. They got to be able to get 180 kilometers in and then run a marathon right after. They need to train on the roads. They're not asking for much. They just need 3 feet on the side of the road. I know you guys are all great drivers, and you can pass them really quick without making a fuss about it. If you can pass a tractor trailer, you can pass a cyclist. Just be patient. We all want to survive this Ironman. Thanks again. Rock on.
Now, what he says is true. They do just need 3 feet at the side of the road.
Yeah.
I'm cool with that.
Yeah, I have no issue with that.
However, it's when there's 3 feet and then the guy beside him taking 3 feet. Yeah. And the girl beside him taking 3 feet. Well, and the girl beside them taking 3 feet.
Everything you say, we agree with. I mean, yeah. let's all be safe.
Share the road.
Yeah, you don't want anyone to get hurt with it.
But if you could do us a favor
yeah.
and pass the word on to all your cycling Ironman training friends.
Single file.
To single file and follow all the rules of the road that they're supposed to.
Mm-hmm. I will gladly comply with what you ask. But gladly.
But like, for example, the three gentlemen that were all riding side by side yesterday that I had to drive in oncoming traffic to get around, if you could let them know, and then the other four that were like 4 days ago that were doing the same thing, it just you know, like I said, we're all willing to be safe and take sure. care of cyclists.
Absolutely,
a little mutual respect would be fantastic.
So we will let the Shea 106 listening group know to be safe and courteous of cyclists.
And you let them know to the spandex wearing twit waffles to also do the same.
That go four wide.
That'd be great. Yeah.
Single file, no problem. Because that's more of a race too. Yeah. You can take turn getting drag. Mm-hmm. Like, you know what I mean.
Best of luck in the Ironman too.
Yeah, of course. Of course.
Good stuff.
Of course. That's all. And we all be friends. We all get along.
Yep.
You know.
We've always gotten along with cyclists.
Reasonable ones.
Yeah. Reasonable ones. You're right.
Yeah. So few of them though. They're like diamonds. They celebrate them. Look at this guy. He's a cyclist and he's not being a D-bag.
There's not a surplus of reasonable, no really supply is, demand issue really on reasonable cyclists.
And the audacity to tell drivers is amazing. Yeah, yeah. But anyways, whatever. Let's all get along.
Yep.
That's it for the Dougie Lines today.
The Dougie Line.
Ottawa's answering machine.
Leave a message you want the city to hear.
Call 613-216-3849.
Or text Dougie to 762-555 and we'll send the number right to your phone.
You want to leave us a message and yell at us, 216-3849 or 216-Dougie. Or just tell us how awesome. Tell Jamie how awesome he is. Just for today.
Even if you don't mean it.
Yeah, just tell him.
Better, I don't need that, but thanks.
Yeah, you know, whatever.
Sure, never a bad thing, but I don't.
Yeah. Well, sorry, I'm just trying to be kind to my fellow.
I'm more of a kick in the rear kind of guy rather than a pat on the back for motivation.
You want us to kick you?
No, I don't.
Okay.
That's the thing.
You game for kicking Jamie?
No. When I kick, I throw my back out. It's weird.
True,
But if you want to verbally tell Jamie he's an idiot, I mean, you could do that too. It's apparently what he's asking for. I was trying to be nice.
No, not at all.
That's trying to be nice, but he doesn't want it. He wants you to tell him how terrible he is at his job. So do that. 216-349 216-Dougie.
I don't want you to. Just that would work more effectively.
Okay. All right.
Maybe that's more.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
You know yourself. That's good. That's good. Yeah.
It's good to be self-aware.
Yeah. 9 o'clock this morning, another name getting called out. You can get paid to listen to this radio station. Please do so. Our podcast on iTunes and Spotify every day. We upload it 5 days a week. Please give us a subscription. Listen. Anything else, Jens?
I don't think so.
$500. We'll continue all week for both of our contests.
Yeah.
Fuel for one and Shoppers for the other. So,
yep.
I mean, big week. We hope you have a great day. Enjoy the sunshine. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye.
The Biggs and Barr Show.